Now call to order.
Okay. welcome, and this is the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council Planning and Land Use Committee. I'd like to call to order and pledge allegiance of the United States of America. Jerry, can you?
And have a tiny flag in the corner. Yeah.
About as good as it's going to get.
Yeah. So I guess okay. Stand up and push right hand over your heart and repeat after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all.
Okay. So let's do roll call. Okay. I could do it. Jerry Martin. Here. Howard Benjamin.
Here.
Maria Switzer. Not here. Penny Meyer. Not here. John Henry. Not here. Okay. So we're at item number three. I got a call from somebody wanting to address it at our meeting. It's basically a lot line adjustment as part of a technical sort of bring it to the board to address it. Basically, it's the property on the south side of Oxnard between Cedros and Kester. All that land is owned by one person.
That's a big lot.
It's where Bill Burgers is.
Okay.
Yeah. They just wanted to have it record on our board.
Okay.
So I have some information on it as far as what the lot line adjustment is. Basically, the existing property line is going through an existing building. So they want to do is to shift where the legal description will describe it a more cohesive way in case they want to develop it or they want to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's one of them. The other one is on Sepulveda and Delano. It's on 6167 and 6181 North Sepulveda Boulevard. It's actually the Wendy. Sorry.
That's a big move for that lot line.
How much of a move is that?
It's got to be 100 feet.
I thought it was just a small one.
So did I.
Oh, no, it's a very large lot, and one owner owns it, so...
But how much of a move are they looking to move the line?
They're moving it from here to here.
That's a big gap.
Yeah.
It's huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, that says to me that they're gonna split this lot and sell it.
Hope they leave Bill's Burgers alone at least.
Yeah.
Well, unless somebody makes it a historical designation.
Well, John Henry's on it now.
Yeah. Well, he's not here to hear it. And another one is, I repeat, is 6767 North Sepulveda Boulevard. It's the Wendy's. It's the change of...
owner?
Well, not the change of lot line.
This is a different...
It's a different one. It's on Sepulveda.
No, I know it. It's near the health club and just north
Mm-hmm.
They came
a long time ago about developing that particular land.
Well, they kind of split it between...
they split this?
Yeah, the north and south between, I guess, the road and also the 24-hour fitness.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now they're trying to adjust the line as far as the operation of Wendy's because it looks like they want to get the parking... stretch the parking?
Existing, what they want to move it to?
The red is the new, the green is existing.
Now, is this something that Wendy's wants to do, or is this the property owner?
I think it's the property owner. I have the master land use application.
Okay.
It's just a lot line adjustment between two adjacent parcels. So.
And it's the same owner?
Yeah, and it could be the same scenario whether they want to sell it and develop it.
Because I think they may want to. I think they're looking at the money because the Metro doing that TLU thing there coming up in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They probably keep them private eye on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that'd be way over here.
That was me.
There's a train coming through.
I was thinking.
Okay. So those are two projects that I want to address and just put it on the minutes as well, that it's been addressed to the board.
Yeah.
And if there's any question, you could probably contact...
do you want to have any discussion on this prior to...
I don't know.
I think that one adjustment there, I'm thinking...
This is massive.
Yeah.
Yeah, they may want to come back. They may want to... That's a lot bigger.
But, I mean, this is only technical. You know, it's just not... There's
no,
nothing,
I know it isn't.
They're not proposing. They're just adjusting and...
I know.
So did that's...
They didn't exactly say what they're planning on doing with that area?
No. They just want to bring it up to the current situation. So in case, you know, they want to sell it or they want to... Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind on this one specifically. They want to sell this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is splitting the lot basically in half.
Mm-hmm. And possibly developing it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they ain't much really there right now in terms of
No. I mean, there's that huge car lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Okay, so we're on item 4, public comment. Anybody in the public? I guess not.
I guess not. They're there to say welcome back. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Thanks. We're at Old Business, 705 Lenox Avenue. The person's not here, so we'll table it. Mm-hmm. I did went to the site to look at those three illegal units.
Mm-hmm.
Took some pictures.
What's the story there?
I told them to... update the drawings. He has as-built, but I want him to do a proposal,
mm-hmm.
Stating what their intent,
mm-hmm.
and also to show it on plans and how they want to utilize mm-hmm. those three illegal units to be
with a garage conversion.
It's kind of a weird because they kind of shifted. There used to be like a separate parking that is now used as a storage
mm-hmm.
On Lenox side. Some of the illegal units are rec rooms. So nobody doesn't live there. They just want to update it, and I told them just you know. Do what you do with planning, you know, or building safety. Do what you're proposing, then we'll look at it. And then we'll...
Did they get busted, or they?
No, they just. Well, the owner bought it, but they didn't realize those units were illegal. Yeah.
When did they buy it?
I think about mm-hmm. 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay. Didn't they come to us a while back?
Yeah, they asked for assistance, and Regina gave them some guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So they're just coming back. They want to get the board support, but we're not going to address it until he...
Let's see what they want to do with it.
Okay, so now we're at item 6, new business. We got 6200 North Kester Avenue and 14849 West Delano Avenue. Bonus density with 2 on-menu incentives. A new apartment building with 16 market-rate units, with 1/11 to be very low 2 units and 1/35 bonus density 6 units to become a 22 unit apartments with a 22 bedroom, 2 3 bedroom and 30% bike to replace parking. Seeking the support of the board, and it's presented by Steve Friedman from Topanga Partners. So Steve, you're up and ready to present it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Again?
we purchased this property back in April. It was formerly a tire store,
mm-hmm.
which sat next to a vacant lot. And, of course, we were very cautious about doing all of our environmental due diligence, and as it turned out, there was a an abandoned oil tank underneath that costs about $40,000 to remove and have certified.
Mm-hmm.
And we were fortunate enough to be able to help the tire store owner, who had been there for almost 17 years, relocate to another location in Van Nuys, and we helped him along. We've since just done a light demo and grading of the site because we saw the vacated tire store as a potential nuisance that would have attracted vandalism and, you know, created liability for us. So we proceeded to planning and made sure that we could indeed build 22 units there, 16 by right, and as you point out, an mm-hmm. additional 6 with the density bonus. So we'll end up with 22 units, 21 of which will be 2-bedroom, 2-bath units, spacious, modern, very clean, we hope a nice upgrade for the neighborhood. One unit will be a 3-bedroom, 2-bath unit, and then 2 units will be designated to very low income.
Mm-hmm.
We've been fortunate enough to receive the support of the council's office, and we wanted to go over there and let them know what we were up to. And we sought their help on a couple of items that that benefited the project. And I think it's also going to benefit the exterior sidewalk. We basically wanted to be sure that we were going to match up and align with our neighbor to the north,
mm-hmm.
which, as you guys all
yeah.
know, is a new structure as well.
Mm-hmm.
This will be my 5th building in Van Nuys that mm-hmm. I've built in the last 15 years. Smaller effort prior to this, 5-unit buildings and a couple 4-unit buildings over on Woodley and Balboa. I'm a real estate lawyer by training and trade, and I've worked and lived here in the Valley most of my life. So I'm very pleased to be here, and I'm pleased to present to your group, and I'm obviously open to any questions, comments, or suggestions you may have for the project.
Do you want to go, Howard?
Yeah, well, by obviously this is the most ambitious thing you've done so far here.
It is.
Yeah.
Personally, it is.
Yeah.
Professionally, I've developed real estate with Castle and Cook, which is a large developer
sure.
here in Los Angeles, and that included building office buildings and hangars over at Van Nuys Airport.
Mm-hmm. Now I know who to blame.
As far as doing, I guess, improvements around the property, are you going to, you know, redo the sidewalk as
yeah.
well?
Yeah.
Along with the other property? Because I assume that you're dealing with DOT in that?
Yeah, DOT and Bureau of Engineering have a lot of say-so in what happens on the sidewalk and the perimeter. And so, yeah, as you see, it will improve. Well, there was no sidewalk at all, really,
yeah,
to
yeah.
speak of.
It was asphalt.
Yeah.
We're meeting with the neighbor to the north and taking a look at what his plans are.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to match.
Sort of complement.
Yeah, match and complement and have the tree wells sort of the same spacing and probably the same planting. So it'll look like one sort of cohesive effort between the two of us to
right.
the extent that, you know, he's amenable to that.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
all indications are that they will be. So we're just trying to coordinate. It's, you know, as luck will have it, you're going to have 2 new buildings there in the course of 24 months, so we may as well get our act together and try to complement each other.
How many parking spaces?
You know, I don't know the exact number, but I want to say it's maybe 35.
Okay.
So, you know, and of course, as you know, it's by code, so
yeah.
you can apply some of the bicycle exemptions to it.
For those, yeah.
You know, it's walking distance to the Orange Line, which
mm-hmm.
is great. And yeah, to the extent that people take advantage of the designated bicycle areas, and so much the better for what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Are these plans good enough to review? I don't know if they're.
Yeah, I mean these plans are similar enough to what we're doing that, yeah, you could definitely review these.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I told you all earlier, we just submitted
yeah.
the final plans.
Mm-hmm.
Happy to PDF those to the group
please.
And have you guys take a look.
On
yeah.
average, what's the square footage on the 2 bedrooms?
Let's say they're 900 to 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
They're decent size. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they'll have new kitchens and an open floor plan, which is kind of what's in demand now. Mm-hmm. We noticed our neighbor to the north installed fireplaces, gas units. We're not doing that, you know. We just don't see the need for it.
Mm-hmm. Sort of a luxury item, isn't it? It is.
I guess if people are attracted to that.
Yeah.
I have a fireplace at home, wood burning, and I haven't burned wood in I don't know how long. You know, maybe it's the drought, maybe it's just the way we live. But these will be nicely appointed units, and you know, high ceilings, new appliances, granite countertops. It's going to we hope attract the neighbors and families to that corner.
So you have one 3-bedroom.
Yeah, one 3-bedroom as it turned out. Upstairs, downstairs.
Nice. Okay. So it'll be a townhouse.
Kind of a townhouse.
Yeah. Estimate on rental.
Yeah, we've projected anywhere from, you know, 1850 up to maybe 2000. We're hoping per month.
Okay,
that's pretty much almost market rate.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually it'll go up.
You know? Obviously.
Yeah.
But no condo conversion in the future.
No, we didn't put a track map on it. Maybe we're just not that clever. But we didn't build
the condo. Are you going to put the wall, sort of the pony wall, wrapped around the property?
Well, that's a planter, right?
Yeah, a planter.
So that comports with some of the landscaping requirements.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's also a rooftop deck, by the way.
Oh, okay.
See, the elevator goes all the way up.
Oh, okay.
And you know, I'm not sure that set shows it as well, but I'll send you the set that does.
Okay,
so
sure.
We got our open space requirements met by providing a rooftop.
So they're also considering rooftop as open space.
Yeah,
of
which
course.
I mean, which is good because usually it's kind of ground level.
Well, that or it's an interior courtyard.
Yeah.
And that's what the neighbors to the north did, and not to, you know, speak poorly of their design. But, you know, what we find is that those interior courtyards create more noise than
well, yeah, because
they're hollow space and they just funnel sound.
Yeah. And you're also adding a lot of unnecessary cost with interior walkways. And so our design pushes away from that, and it's we're going to give them open space, and then there's some area in the back for barbecue and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That'll be common to everyone.
Yeah, because most apartments like that have that sort of that donut shape, you know, with the courtyard in the middle, and you don't get much sunlight unless it's wide enough.
I think the sunlight here is coming through the exterior windows.
Yeah.
And there's a recreation room that we've built in that'll also have a flat screen TV and areas to gather for parties.
Oh, that's nice.
We'll probably have Wi-Fi in there for the kids if they want to use it as a study area.
And that's provided by the building owner?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's us.
And as far as, it looks like you entered through Kester, right? Just looking at the rendering.
Yeah, it's actually, you'll enter through Delano.
Okay.
So this is Kester here.
Yeah.
And this is Delano here.
For cars, you'd enter, but the
oh, yeah, pedestrian.
Oh, no, pedestrian.
Traffic.
Yeah,
Kester,
pedestrian.
You're right. Sorry, for some reason I was thinking about cars.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't know if that shows on the drawing, but I thought it was like...
Yeah, that's definitely an older set of plans.
Yeah. It doesn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be happy to get you an updated set.
Okay. What sustainable features that you're putting on?
Yeah, there's you know, all the green codes out now require items like electric chargers for the cars downstairs, drought tolerant plants, the drainage, the way that it's designed, even though we don't get a whole lot of rain.
Yeah,
that's definitely an old set, by the way. That's an older version. So those are a couple of things that come to mind.
Also, you're putting bicycle as part of replacing the parking. Are you also adding temporary bicycle parking?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why is that something you like to see?
It just, you know, because if people, I mean, I think there was one project on Sepulveda where they're required to have, it was a mixed use. It's temporary, has bicycle racks in the front, and, you know, just gives, you know, yeah, and I've seen certain projects. I don't know if you could put it there. You could probably put it on the sidewalk.
Yeah, it's an interesting notion that a guest would come up on a bicycle and then leave their bike out front.
Yeah.
More likely than not, they would just come in and come up the elevator and bring the bike along.
Or there's a space within the lobby area that you could...
Foyer is not that big. I don't know that you'd want people parking bikes in there.
Yeah.
Probably create some type of a fire hazard unless
if there's any
yeah.
So usually they kind of put bicycle racks against the wall depending on how much space you have between sidewalk and the building.
It's kind of an interesting question because I know that a lot of the area that we've designated for bicycles are near the lobby, but they're on the interior.
Sure.
In the garage. It's for permanent bicycle parking.
Yeah,
and there obviously there's no guest parking.
For cars?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because you're not required.
No, I know
you're not. But you could park on the street. You obviously would park. But, you know, the reality is we've designated so much of this area for bicycles that I got to believe it's going to be wide open. In other words, I don't know how many people really...
You got 30 spaces for bicycles and 22 units.
Yeah, exactly. So does every unit have a bike?
Yeah.
Doubtful.
Yeah, yeah, it's a sort of, I guess...
But we're building it to that vision, right? Of more people bicycling and fewer people driving cars.
Yeah,
so in that
having
sense,
more of a mobility to get around the area rather than depending on a car or other means.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, I mean, you're right next... You're pretty close to the Orange Line.
Very close.
And there's a bike... There's a dedicated bike lane that's been utilized increasingly.
I'm all for it, and maybe to the extent that it would slow the cars down on Kester a little bit, then so much the better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one thing about Kester is it's become such a busy street that people are moving.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll see people walking on the sidewalk and people strolling in strollers and that sort of thing and slow it all down a little bit.
Yeah, and also walkability as well, too.
Right.
You could, I mean, even one street over, there's a local brewery.
I like that place. I know you're talking
McLeod.
About
it.
It's over by, it's in sort of that industrial area.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so
great
it's,
spot.
Yeah, and you could see young people want to live pretty close to public transportation, you know, a brewery. So.
Have you done any outreach to the adjoining property owners?
Well, obviously to the building to the north I have spoken to them. And the woman that we purchased the property from, she owns several other lots in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've talked to her. We talked to the neighbor, I guess it would be
east?
To the east.
On Delano.
On Delano.
Yeah.
And offered to buy their property. They said no, they were happy with the status. And
what is
so
it?
It's a house that's been added on to, and it's probably three units.
Yeah, three or four unit, one story apartment complex.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, we've talked to them as we started demo. We put up a screen to prevent dust from hitting their place, and we go over there periodically and check on the tenants. We've spoken to the automotive group across the way to let them know what was coming. It's one of these automotive places that has a multitude of different automotive uses.
Okay.
And
where all the bolts are.
On Calvert.
Yeah, and so, you know, no formal outreach, but sort of having been over there a whole bunch, I've wandered around and talked to different people and introduced myself.
Do a 500-foot radius.
Yeah.
Just, you know, do some outreach there just to get a sense of what your neighborhood is going to be and how they're going to respond to this building.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, obviously.
I mean, it's already...
This is a genuine improvement over what's there.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and you're also... I mean, it's already in plan check and they already got the determination letter.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, as far as... I mean, how much can we, you know, influence you as far as... the support and sort of like, well, maybe this might not work, maybe you should try this, or, you know,
that. Listen, we're open for suggestions and constructive criticism mm-hmm. always. We want it to be well-received. If you have ideas that you think could enhance the building,
mm-hmm.
it's early enough in the process where we can take those to heart
yeah.
and possibly make those changes. Mm. I think we've designed a pretty cool building that's going to be full
yeah.
by any measure.
Yeah.
You know, I worry about the roof deck a little bit with families and kids going up there and partying.
The liability,
and then,
yeah.
You know, jumping over the confines of the deck and then mm-hmm. making their way to the ledge. You know, it's a stunning view up there, right. by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I've
yeah.
been up to the roof of the guy that's building to the north, and it's spectacular. You really reach above everything around
right.
you, and it's a panoramic view.
Yeah.
So it's tempting to go up there.
How much railing did you put in place up there?
Oh, it's all to code. It's all buttoned up.
Yeah.
It's all very
right. It's just going to be like a metal rail or some type yeah. of, yeah.
Yeah.
So there won't be a solid wall. It's just
yeah, gonna... but I mean, look, it's... You know, in any building, if somebody wants to get to the roof of just
yeah.
about any apartment,
yeah.
there's a way up.
Yeah.
yeah. There's an elevator, right?
Sure.
Yes.
Does that lead to the...
It does.
Oh, okay.
By code, it has to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And there's a stairwell
yeah.
that leads up.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll all be invited for the grand opening, and we'll go up on the roof, and you'll see the view and the rail for yourself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you put the palm trees in or the olive trees, it's yeah. going to be messy as hell. You know that.
Yeah.
But the olive trees are going to provide exponentially more shade and, you know, and it's certainly a nice greenbelt look.
I agree. And there's another rendering that's floating around here someplace. I may have sent it to you.
Okay.
And I'll send it, if not, I'll
okay.
send it back through.
Sure.
It shows the olive trees, and it
mm-hmm.
just looks better.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I think it provides more shelter from the noise of the street.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is just, you know, it's very angular.
Yeah.
Another
consideration is pepper trees.
Again, messy as hell.
Yeah.
They're all messy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the pepper trees are a nuisance, too, because nothing grows underneath.
Yeah.
yeah.
They're kind of like
and you get those pepper corns that
yeah.
are all over the sidewalk, tripping hazard.
But
and everything
they're not
else.
As invasive as uplifting the sidewalk.
No, they're not.
Yeah, that's, you know.
No, this will be planted well.
Mm-hmm.
My partner, Richard Sperber is his name, owned a landscape company here in the Valley for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's taking a personal interest in the landscaping on this building.
Sure. Uh-huh.
So I think it'll be done to the nines.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. Do you want to bring it to the full board and present it?
It's really up to you.
Well, I mean, you already have the blessing from the planning. I mean, I don't know if you want to be like a good neighbor. You know, you could present it to the.
It's a formality. At
yeah,
this
it's
point.
Sure.
I mean, it's not worth. We're giving you a. A letter of support because we could speak on it.
Well, I would love a letter of support.
Oh, okay, well,
all right.
That's...
All right, so
yeah.
Call for a vote.
Okay, so I'd like to take a motion to vote and bring it to the general board to get a letter of support.
I'll second it.
Okay. Jerry?
Okay.
Do you want to vote? Yes or no?
I agree, but yes.
Okay, Howard?
Yes.
Me? Yes.
All right.
Okay, so Steve, congratulations.
Yeah.
It's a nice project. Only one comment. Though maybe the concern I have is that planter wall,
uh-huh.
because it's probably be susceptible toward graffiti, just because the neighbor itself it's not the most. They do have gang members along Delano and
Barrio Van Nuys.
Yeah.
That are really, I mean, they...
I've got four buildings in Van Nuys, and I've just come to live with it.
Oh, okay.
And there's nothing you can do about it other than hope the economy improves, because when it improves, fewer graffiti artists are at work.
Yeah.
yeah.
And then when they come
Or they're
back,
doing something else.
Or they're actually working.
They're
yeah.
working.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the city's been pretty good about coming out and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's free. I think they come out right away.
It is, but there's this fine line that they really want the property owner to maintain the property. I mean, they really, they're willing to do it. The paint never matches.
Never matches.
You know, so when you're doing your final coat, you know, whether it's a text coat or whatever the coating happens to be on there, I would suggest an anti-graffiti paint on that planter box, and I would suggest having at least 5 gallons stowed away, and a non-mix color that you can get readily, so that you can just, if you have on-site maintenance or if you have, you know, a maintenance company that you've come to rely on, that they can just go out there with a roller and take care of it in 25 minutes.
Yep, that's a good suggestion. I agree.
But an anti-graffiti paint is going to pay for itself. Even though it's 3 times the cost of the original paint, you're talking about one wall. You're talking about a knee wall.
It's a real target, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially the corner.
And I'm guessing that this is an additional planter.
Yes, that'll be new.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah. So both. And that's probably wood rather than concrete, or you're not...
Well, I'm guessing it's concrete, but you could be right. It might be wood.
Okay. It could be plastic, too. It could be...
No, they come and go. And, you know, it doesn't help when they come and it makes a neighborhood look crappy and then attracts others, but I don't know how to fight that.
Yeah.
You can't.
Well, I mean, outreach and try to have them do something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if I could outreach to them, I'd be doing something with them. I'm not sure what, but outreach.
Removing their hands, perhaps.
Yeah, there's only so much that you can do and contribute, and we're looking at other lots that now have sort of dilapidated, old, beat up homes in and around the neighborhood, and so we're looking to further invest in this area. So we're doing our best to improve the neighborhood.
You didn't happen to buy a single lot on Sylvan Street right off of Hazeltine, did you?
No.
In the last week?
No.
No.
Okay. Sylvan and Hazeltine.
I want to know who bought that lot across the street from me. I really do. I know it's a teardown. Mm-hmm. I know that they're going
to. That's good for you though, right? You're hoping for investment.
Happy. I'm not happy about it. I've been there for 38 years.
Well, it's just that
you have a house there.
Yeah, it's like a single family neighborhood that's changing because it's an R1.5.
Yeah, R1.5.
Where it allows, you know, apartments.
Yeah, 1,500 square feet. Yeah, well, it's 8,750, so you could build 5.6 units there. Well,
those will at least those will be nice big units.
Yeah, they will be. They will be. I think that the guy next door bought it. Because I knew when he bought his lot, he wanted to buy that lot as well. And they have suspended a roof build 3 years ago. I mean, it's just framed timber up on top of the property, tarped. Yeah, I'm thrilled about that, too.
I'm surprised you can't do something to get
that. Oh, I could, but mobilized. You know, I don't want to be that neighbor.
Yeah. Pick your battles.
Yeah. I mean, they've been very kind to me, those folks.
I understand. Yeah. You can only do what you can do.
That's it. Okay. But I hate, there were 6 houses left on the entire street. When we moved in, there were 25. And there are 6 houses left on the street.
It's Sylvan and what?
Sylvan and Hazeltine. Just west of Hazeltine.
Hazeltine. Okay. Yeah.
There's a large lot on the corner, empty, that's adjacent to, it wouldn't surprise me if all 3 lots are going to go.
Oh, that could be it. Yeah, if it's adjacent.
Because somebody just refenced the corner lot, and that cost some serious money in Cedar.
Yep.
Okay. We'll one more question. Are you required to put street lights along?
No.
No. Okay.
Oh, I gotta be up to think about that.
Well,
DOT thing. But you know what? You might think about putting one up.
Yeah.
Just as a a safety measure for the tenants.
Right.
It's a dark street. It's really dark.
Yeah.
Well, I have no street lights on Sylvan. None. Zero.
I think it's also just a little bit darker in Kester there too.
I've been fighting for 20 years for a street light. My goodbye gift from this council will be a street light.
Interesting.
And about 20 years from now, Howard?
Yeah.
And
light rail.
Or speed bumps.
Nah. Well, as long as the fire department's down the street from me, there's not going to be any street bumps on that street.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you, Steve.
Cool, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, looking for you, what is our date on the next general board meeting?
Second Tuesday of September, somebody want to do, or second of October. So.
Howard, here's a card. If you give me yours, then I'll shoot you guys a PDF. Perfect. That's a really old set. Don't circulate
really?
That.
No, that no, well, no, that's no, no. That's what I got. So I
no, that was early on.
Uh-huh.
But
and I could update that as far as what you're going to give to me.
Great. Let's do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because when I saw it, I was like, wow, that looks night and day as far as what's on the plans and what you have on the rendering.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay. Great, Steve. And I guess we're gonna talk about later, you know, off this meeting about the property.
Yeah, I'll let you know if we continue to pursue that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm available. Jerry's available. Some of our board members are available if you
good.
Want
thank
to
you.
To do some outreach and get some kind of feeler to it.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Okay. So the next order of business is 6B, which is 14403.
You're right. It's the 14th.
Okay.
Of October.
Of October?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so item 6B is 14403, 14407, 14409, 14411 West Tierra Street. It's a tenanted tract land for condominium purposes and zone variance. New construction of an 8-unit condominium totaling 14,389 square feet by 30 feet tall with a total of 16 parking spaces for residents and 2 guest parking spaces. Zoning variance requests to allow private open space on the third level to be included toward the total open space calculations. Seeking a letter of support. Case number TT72973-CN and ZA20153142ZV, and it's by Julia and
Antonius.
Antonius from the Code Solution. So, you guys are ready?
Sure.
I bought the packet for you guys.
Okay.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is just west, just east of Van Nuys Boulevard, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
On Tierra.
On the north side.
Mm-hmm. And what exists there now?
Go ahead, Julie.
I think I find the mortuary, by the way, right?
Yeah. I have 2 single-family dwellings.
Mm-hmm.
A single-family on each lot.
Okay.
And then, even though the address has 4, it's actually 2 per lot, so just 2 single-family dwellings on 2 lots.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it'd be like 2 50-foot wide lots, mm-hmm. combined it into 100.
Right.
Yeah.
Sharing a driveway.
Yeah.
Identical sister buildings facing each other.
So I know you're asking for special condition or a zone variance to allow open space. Can you address that?
Yeah, so actually the design was done by a different company, and then I guess our developer had, or client had a change of mind. Mm-hmm. Initially it was designed for an apartment, and then
down
the line he wanted to do a condominium.
Mm-hmm.
And so the previous architect, they didn't they didn't incorporate condominium amenities, like guest parking.
Oh, yeah.
And so in order to provide the guest parking, we will be lacking open space.
Yeah.
And if we were to provide open space, we can't provide guest parking. Mm-hmm. So we're speaking and we're working it out with planning. And
yeah. So you're required to put at least two parking,
right.
guest parking spaces right. within the property itself.
Mm-hmm. 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 And then so we found a solution of providing the guest parking where it used to be the open space requirement.
Mm-hmm.
But because we're located in the RD 1.5 zone, it doesn't mm-hmm. allow us to have private open space below,
yeah.
I mean, above on grade or the first habitable space.
Mm-hmm.
So we're requesting that the private open space that's located on our third floor
mm-hmm.
be accounted towards the open space requirement.
Okay, and this would be in both units, and it would service each one of the two units. Would
four units on each side.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
And they would, and that open space would service
as each, a common area.
As a common area, but for each individual unit. So, the idea of the design is a ground level. Private garage for each unit
mm-hmm.
of the eight units,
mm-hmm.
and you have a common driveway that's about 30 feet wide, and that's very, very nice and wide in the ground level. The two parking spaces that we're talking about occupy only a portion of the rear yard, and we're not chewing up the rear the entire rear yard for that. We're only chewing up mm-hmm. the two wings right where the trash area is.
Okay.
So a good portion of the rear yard remains, and in lieu of that, the two parking spaces
I see.
That are being cut up for guest parking, we're on the third floor, we have 65 square feet of complete open space, and that's like a nice giant terrace for them people. And that would be on the third level.
Uh-huh.
And that open space is created just for the recreational use of each unit.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to be for sale. So you're going to have common space in the rear
mm-hmm.
that everybody can use to go hang out, barbecue and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have private open space at the same time up above the third level for each unit.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does essentially is two things. One, we get to keep the big portion of the open space down below, plus the entire driveway area. So we do have that effect there. And it provides a really nice space, a balcony space, a terrace space for each unit
mm-hmm.
That's elevated from the noise and stuff of the street level as you're approaching. And I think it serves the purpose of the exercise for the open space.
I also see that you're required to provide disability access. Is one of the units
ADA compliant?
It has to be ADA.
It used to, but since they're converting to condominiums,
it's not required.
It's not required
correct.
Anymore.
Okay. Yeah, because I see the stamp right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The apartment.
Yeah.
They went in there and the whole and actually. The entire, all eight units are designed mm-hmm. for at least to accommodate one ADA compliant bathroom because of the apartment
yeah.
effect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And all the approaches were designed as ADA features for the ground level.
Yeah.
So you do have that built mm-hmm. into it from the get-go.
So if you were going to enter, would you enter from the back or the front? Because it seems like you have the planner. And you have like a 6 foot setback. So if it's half, it's like 3 feet. For ADA, it would have to be 42.
44 and 48
yeah.
at the ground level. But
mm-hmm.
we reduced the ADA space. You can still get in there and accommodate ADA people.
Mm-hmm.
But we increased all the planting areas
uh-huh.
to give you a better planting effect for the building.
Mm-hmm.
You also have a. We also kept the front yard requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And the front yard is going to mimic what's existing there on the street, where you have a front yard area, a sidewalk, plus an additional, we're keeping the parkway area in front of the
yeah.
in front of the sidewalk. So this way you have in turn turned the whole thing as a neighborhood feel, mm-hmm. and we didn't escape from that area mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
And the other portion is that the driveway itself, if you notice in the front, the driveway itself is going to be designed out of green pavers. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have...
Nice. So they're permeable.
They're permeable pavers, mm-hmm. and those pavers are going to add to the front yard going in and becoming part of mm-hmm. that open area in the center leading out to an open space. Now, granted, cars are going to be able to drive on that because all the occupants need to have access mm-hmm. through their garages,
mm-hmm.
but it's not going to be this complete gray zone of parking lot effect. Mm-hmm. It's going to be pavers, green little spaces between the pavers,
mm-hmm.
a bunch of areas around the complex that are also going to be green zones, and you're going to have a green zone viewable from the front to the rear in the trash area, and that's going to be your only little piece that's mm-hmm. going to be just visible from the street simply for the trash people to come in and collect. And we wanted to keep that effect, and the building itself also has another open space balcony on the second level.
We
kept that. And we're not using that as part of the calculation. We just mm-hmm. are using that as part of the building and keeping that. So there's a terracing effect for the building
mm-hmm.
that has a nice garage area at the bottom. As you go up, you have a nice open space on the second level.
Mm-hmm.
And then above that, you have another bigger open space on the third level to accommodate the open space that we're losing for the two parking stalls. And the two parking stalls are the only thing, and those are guest parking. They're not going to be occupied all of the
time. Yeah, right. It could, I mean, somebody could move, and then you can make a bigger, you know, space for people to, you know, congregate.
So I'm absolutely guessing that these are the garage doors.
Yes, down at the bottom below. Okay. You kind of see it, but they're buried underneath. So the building is a stepped building where the front of the building creates, the second story creates sort of a shade effect. The best way to see it would be in a section.
Okay.
And if you were to turn to page 2.1, and that would be that. So what you have is the garages are set back underneath. So you have a nice open area below the garage, and then up above is building itself. So you have a nice shady part in front of you as you walk into your doorway and drive into your garage, and then you circulate upstairs. And instead of keeping the front wall straight down to make a smaller space, what we did is we spread the building back 4 feet on both sides. This way you create an even...
So it's a two-car garage.
Yeah, and it's a real true two-car garage, not a tandem and not a...
Full finished?
Full finished.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Space in there for the washer-dryer or washer-dryer located within the unit?
We're providing, for the ground level, we're providing full-car garage, space unit, for the washer and dryer, a utility closet, and a nice common area in front of the utility closet to circulate.
I see right here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you've got the washer dryer,
mm-hmm.
utility closet, plus this really nice area in here where you can, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm a car guy, so this would be where my toolbox would be,
mm-hmm.
and the wife would probably take me and put it out to here.
Is that what she's saying?
I think so.
Yeah.
So we tried to fill the needs of everybody,
pretty much,
and real nice, big, spacious units, and we took part of that space and we did accommodate the open space, and we mm-hmm. were very conscious mm-hmm. about that.
Yeah.
Green code does apply. Also at the top level, we provided a white roof. So the white roof has all the accommodations to meet the green code mm-hmm. and to block out the sunlight. So there's less power usage. the required LEDBS area to accommodate solar panels in the future is built into the building. We kept that.
Where are you thinking about putting this green space on this floor?
Right in the openings right here. So those openings are terraced openings.
Right.
And we're providing the open space up there. Each one.
Sort of a balcony.
Sort of a balcony, but a terrace. So you got to imagine a place about close to, 8 by 10.
Yeah.
In there. And that would be completely open to the sky.
Accessible.
Yeah. By the units, by each guy.
This sliding glass, whatever.
Sliding glass, real nice. This would be this guy's, 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 and the reverse for these areas. And then, again, below that, we have additional open space as a balcony, too. So a true balcony plus a true terrace.
I see you put a hot tub
here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So... below you got a balcony and above you got terrace. Below you got balcony, above you got terrace.
Okay.
So it's a double win for the guys that are gonna go buy this.
Right.
You know, and we want that to be an effect where you have the balcony terrace, and a really nice green open space at the bottom.
Sure.
Sort of a private area too.
Mm-hmm.
On the elevation, because I was looking at your previous you sort of I don't know if it's still there. Actually, I see it on the rendering. Is off the bedroom, the third floor bedroom, there's sort of like a full height door that kind of, it almost looks like it's a step up, like right here. Yeah.
That's a little French balcony that we designed in.
Okay.
From, and then we wanted to use that also so you can, the whole unit, we want it to be open. So you can open that entire door.
To have some natural ventilation.
And have a French, like a little Juliet French balcony effect where you have, where you have, because we can only project so much into the side yard, into the center.
Yeah.
Because the building at 20 feet is the maximum, that is the minimum that we can go. But instead of not putting an opening there, we said, okay, we'll do a full height opening.
Yeah.
Put a rail, and then this way they can shoot it out.
Because it looks like you almost step up.
Oh, no, that's the little bottom piece.
The bottom piece?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like a
kick plate.
Just a protector.
Okay.
So you don't have your feet going out at the bottom.
Okay, that's fine. I always thought it would be a line in the same level as the floor.
Oh, it's the same level as the floor. It's just a kick plate.
Yeah.
It's a screen. It's just a metal screen. And above the metal screen, you have handrail.
Okay. Yeah, because it almost visually kind of looks.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And I guess the open space will have a solid wall.
Yeah. Absolutely.
With these little balconies, what are we talking about? 18 inches?
Projection, 12-inch projection.
12, so you can put a chair up there.
You can, if you open it up, you can actually sit halfway out there, sit nicely.
Yeah.
Have a nice, your feet. You know, have a little bit of wine. Yeah.
Smoke a cigar.
If you're allowed.
Well, it's third floor, so...
I'm not allowed.
Oh, okay.
I used to smoke a cigar, and then I had to give that up.
Wife? Didn't like the smell.
How long ago?
Quite a while. The kid's 15 right now, so you can imagine when.
Yeah.
Okay. One question. I know that you have the downspouts right on the planter. Is there going to be like an overflow of...
The downspouts are required to filter through the planter system. So we're using all the planters as natural filters for the water. And that's for the two parts of that. One is for the LEDBS required filtering system for the water.
Yeah.
And because we made the planters larger and we wanted to do that, we wanted to be more of a user-friendly building, take all the water that we can, make as much green as possible.
And try to infiltrate
into the natural soil and try to reuse as much water as we can.
Because what happens if there's, like, say, El Nino and starts, like, overflowing? Is there any mechanism that would...
Each planter has a perforated tube and an overflow system in it.
Okay.
So it accommodates a certain amount of water.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it spills out.
Okay.
And it goes, and it ground runs to the front of the street.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No mechanical systems. Yeah. Mechanical systems on this project. There's no underground parking. So nothing is right. below grade. Everything's above grade.
Yeah.
And then this also is a natural collector of water.
Mm-hmm.
So hence all the drainage.
Yeah.
And then the drainage goes naturally out to the street. Mm-hmm. But it gets filtered also through the pavers and the it's a gypcrete paver system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen those before. You can actually grow grass.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a space about that big, about mm-hmm. 4 inches. And in between that space, you grow little pieces of grass.
So
It looks green. It doesn't have the, not a concrete pad.
Yeah, or like bricks, laid out and everything.
Is the elevation here, is that what we're going to see? I mean, is this the final color scheme and everything else?
This is the final rendering as proposed by the architect.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see maybe a lighter color, but I'm not the owner and I didn't choose the colors.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, because I'm looking at it. I guess the majority of it is white,
mm-hmm.
and the trimming is red and gray.
Mm-hmm.
I was assuming that this was
with a gray overtone on some of it. Yeah. So you got. A band of gray, a band of white, and a band of gray with mm-hmm. highlights of white and red and some mm-hmm. a little bit of tan on the separation walls mm-hmm. between the balconies.
Mm-hmm. Is there, looking at the elevation,
sure.
How is the color separated? Is it protruding out, or is it, there's some kind of separator on the
side? On the details, there's what's known as a riglet stop or a stucco stop.
Stop. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the riglet forms around the areas.
Okay.
And that separates.
It creates a relief.
It does. It does two things. One, it prevents stucco from cracking because mm-hmm. of the so much stucco. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't want it to. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll crack. Plus, it creates a natural boundary mm-hmm. where you can paint, and then you have a little bit of silver inside
mm-hmm.
because of the riglet system, mm-hmm. and it's a double T, so it looks like this, and 3/4 of an inch,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see that little piece inside it. So I think it's quite neat.
No, mm-hmm. no, I like it. I like the separation. It just kind of
Well, it's a lot of wall to just be one color.
Yeah, and you're not seeing sort of a monotone. Any questions? Comments?
I'd like to see a little bit more variation on the exterior, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think it looks good. I think it's sort of like your street, because you see single family homes that are converting into multi-unit residence, and Tierra is one of those streets that are changing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's like 3 adjacent multifamily dwellings.
Yeah, and there's also apartments. Yeah, okay. And I'm glad that you're putting guest parking, because. Yeah.
So what's the square footage again?
1,799 for each one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
That's
3 bedrooms. So you've got garage level, plus your utilities, plus the hangout space.
Right.
For me and the tools. And then you go upstairs, you have living room, kitchen combination area all open.
Mm-hmm.
And then on one side, you have a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you have 2 master suites. So you're going to have a master suite on the inside, master suite on the outside, with their own bathrooms, walk-in closets. Mm-hmm. And the terrace space, and then below that you've got the open space too for the living room area, and then below that you've got the garage, which does have a 4-foot relief mm-hmm. in there, so you'll see that line break apart the building, and then open courtyard, pavers.
You're looking at mid sixes, low sevens. Is that what you're looking at?
Maybe eights.
Really?
Yeah. Depending on the economy, but as things go up, I think we're doing maybe mid sevens. Okay. The rear units, I know they fetch more than the middle units, and then the front unit, everybody kind of wants that one. So we got two of those.
Yeah.
You interested?
You already know. Yeah. I mean, people are now living in, smaller quarters.
Yeah.
This is actually,
1,800 square feet. Yeah, by bad, one foot.
Yeah, it's not. And, I mean, it's not bad at all. It's
And they were going to be a little bigger, but we said, okay, we'll forego the bigness and not come here and ask for a lot, and we'll give the open space at the top.
Yeah.
This way, the open space equals out, and we get a little more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to give and take. We don't want to come here asking for, well, will you give us the open space anyway? And we're like, no, we'll give you this to balance this out.
Is there going to be association fees?
There's going to be HOA.
Okay. Yeah, and as far as security, are you putting like some kind of security just to get into the front, or?
No, actually, we want to do this as an open, nice, open environment.
Okay, that's fine.
We want to be neighborhood friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Of the houses there does not have a fence on the front yard.
Uh-huh.
The other existing house has a block wall.
Mm-hmm.
And that vertical old school rail, and we don't want to do that. We want to do like this. We want the neighborhood. This is the existing existing houses. We want it to be neighborhoody.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to come. Yeah. Document.
I know.
Right here.
To your right.
Oh, this one.
Okay.
Yeah. And we want it to be neighborhoody. We want it to feel like a house. We don't want you to go, okay, here's a block wall.
Mm-hmm.
We're keeping you out of the neighborhood. The neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I've driven by there a few times, and I've been there on a Sunday, weekdays too. But the Sunday, really quiet. There's people walking their dogs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They have a nice feel. There's some older multi units, and then there's some single families with grass in the front.
Mm-hmm. How densely parked is that area?
I mean, at all.
Really?
Yeah. In the I've been there personally. Like I told you, on Sunday mornings when I figure everybody is in sleeping in, plenty of parking on the street.
Okay. And it's perpendicular to Solmar, I believe, which has plenty of parking also.
Yeah. Been there, done that, and religiously, there's a place that I go to, and I have brunch in the morning right by here every Sunday morning. And like I said,
the Mexican restaurant, Marcos.
No, actually, there's a cafe right up on right by the freeway on Woodman, and right on Woodman and
Riverside.
Right just out the Riverside.
Oh, Moore Park?
Moore Park.
Oh, okay.
And
Carnival?
On the other side. I forget the name of the cafe because I go there. I go there every Sunday, guys, and I don't even like think about it.
It used to be a bagel shop, right?
There's
the New York Bagel, and then they changed it to crepe type of...
A little bit of on the French side.
Mm-hmm.
And if we meet again, I'll even like take a picture. But I do
Carnival. Oh my God!
I do a Sunday morning thing there.
Have you ever been there? Oh jeez!
No.
If you love Lebanese food, if you like Middle Eastern food,
that's the place.
Good.
I'm Greek myself, so there.
There's no way you could finish.
Really?
It's an impossibility.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I went there with Joseph,
mm-hmm.
and I took Sandy there for her birthday. Joseph ordered the place. I mean, they just kept bringing food. He eats there three times a week.
Wow.
He brings 500 people with him every time he comes.
500 people?
No, I'm kidding. But, you know, he brings like a gaggle.
Yeah.
He has a huge family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Yeah.
So a lot of Israelis go there, a lot of Lebanese people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's quite a bit of Middle Eastern restaurants around this area as well.
Yeah.
But, okay, so can we put a motion to vote to bring it to the full board?
Yeah. Where are you at with
the plans were approved as apartments.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We want to just do the tentative tract map and go into condos.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the conditions was the open space.
Mm-hmm.
So we've cut that area in,
mm-hmm.
and we want we cut the area in so we can do the open space up top. And that's the only bug eye that remains on this.
Yeah.
And it's
and what you have here is the calculation of the
Yeah,
so what is the required of the city on the open space?
It has to be minimum of 1,400.
Okay, so you're like 8 square feet above. which is close.
Hey, close enough for
close enough for everybody.
You know, we played with the parking, we played with the balconies, mm-hmm. we played with how much the owner wants to sell mm-hmm. it for.
Yeah.
You know, he was on our ear going, I don't want to lose any interior space. And I'm like, well, you got to. Yeah. And I'll get you as much as I can, but I've got to make it per code, so I can't like go there. And he's like, oh, minimum.
Yeah.
And I came as close as possible.
Okay.
This was filed back in August 26th mm-hmm. of this year, mm-hmm. and it's going to be expedited. So we're looking at hearing to be scheduled the next, like
a month or two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We could bring it to the full board and have it vote on it, you know, seeing if they like it.
What we're trying to do, and we're really, really working on this, mm-hmm. is that it's everything will be vetted in committee, and it'll just be final vote. Mm-hmm. Very, very little
input.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to mm-hmm. change it. They're not going to change it. They're say, well, we want 6 or, you know, mm-hmm. like, no.
Step no. the wall back into the.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So at this point, we're trying to do our best to be transparent and mm-hmm. to be, you know, and if somebody has a problem, then they should address it to us.
Yeah.
No, we're grateful that you guys are mm-hmm. that you know, you guys are accommodating us tonight. Especially.
Yeah. Well, I mean it was last week comment. I was like, great. I mean, you guys are willing to come over here and in a short notice. So I appreciate your openness and ability to come here tonight.
Mm-hmm. So let's take it to a vote.
Uh-huh. So
so just a letter of support, right?
Yeah. So let's put a motion to bring it to. Okay.
Yeah, have a break from seconding all the motions.
Yes. Okay, Jerry?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yes. So, unanimous. So, October 14th.
October 14th. Okay. And we'll 7 o'clock, 6262 Van Nuys Boulevard.
And we'll send you the agenda. Sort of suggest what time, because sometimes our meetings kind of run differently
okay.
than normal. But hopefully...
Pack a lunch.
Well, there'll be food provided.
Yeah, we actually do. Actually, it's meeting room B. Now, if you're familiar with the corner of Sylvan and Van Nuys Boulevard,
mm-hmm.
they have the Browdy Constituency Center there, the Browdy Center there.
And that round Tourette.
Yeah. Right on the corner, what was supposed to be a Starbucks, is our meeting room. All right.
Gotcha.
All right.
No Starbucks?
No Aww. Starbucks.
Well,
whatever goes in there can't last.
Really?
The city
is renting it very high.
Aww.
It's the city's
It's city property. Yeah, city property. And they drive whatever goes in there completely out. I mean, whether it's Quiznos or Domino's or whatever has gone in there, can't survive.
Are not going to, I mean, for 6 months, a coffee shop
didn't last
a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pharmacy went in there. God only knows why.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they lasted 2 months.
Wow. Yeah. I mean.
Wow.
Yeah. I think the rents are close to 10,000.
How many square feet?
Probably about maybe 10.
No.
Depending on the size of
the square footage on that thing. This is a pure guess. But because you got a front to back on that.
Yeah, thing. And also the...
So it's maybe 250 square feet, 300 square feet.
For the whole thing.
It's $4 a square foot, I believe, is what they're going for. That's pretty good for that.
That's a good...
Yeah, but you're not getting a renter to pay that much.
Yeah. I mean, they can't survive.
They can't survive.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. And it's a shame.
You need a high turnaround store.
Yeah.
I mean, even Domino's couldn't survive in there.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Domino's couldn't survive with a seating area of 4 tables.
You know. Domino's is a lot of out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy who owned the Quiznos shuttered the doors and left.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's chips in that place. I mean, everything. He just walked away.
Yeah. Well, they didn't pay the rent for a while, and then they just said
padlocked the doors.
Yeah, they just were done. You know, it's just the business is not
flourishing.
You know, the rent. You know, I mean, do the math.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, at 250 square feet, that would be $40 a square foot.
Yeah.
That's unattainable. I mean, you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
$40 a square foot.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how you could survive on that. No. And it's what do you call it? It's
that's like downtown Tokyo, right?
What the hell is
right?
Yeah. Or it could be Manhattan.
Yeah. Prime
South Coast Plaza.
Absolutely.
So it's owned by I want to say
it's city.
It's federal.
Federal.
It's federal. Yeah. So, because the post office and everything on that land.
On the side on
Venice. Yeah, the federal building, everything is all federal.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah. Not a great place.
No, guys.
Okay. So, thank you, Julius.
Yeah.
Antonius.
Thank you so much. And again, it was a pleasure to meet you all. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to the next round of.
If you guys need anything,
Absolutely. Yeah, I she's gonna kill me because I forgot them at the office. I had them and.
Were you the one who sent that email after Julia said, okay? It's like, I'll be there. It's like, wrong address.
That was me. That was I was I looked at it and I was gonna go to her and then I looked at the email and it was you.
Yeah.
Or you guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so it was like...
I didn't see it.
No, it was like direct, and I was kind of wondering, was like, is it somebody that who's going to be part of it, or is it... Or are you dealing with another project that's outside?
No, that was me. I think I wrote back and I said wrong email or something like
that. Yeah, a wrong address.
Yeah.
Funny. So,
Okay, guys, thank you again.
Excellent. Good luck on the project.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great, great night.
Okay.
You too.
Thank you.
Enjoy your drive back to West Hollywood.
It's gotta be cooler than here. So.
Yeah.
Actually, it's gonna be really nice because it rained.
Yeah.
Amazing rain.
Yeah.
Well. Okay. Take care.
Bye bye.
Okay, so we got 6C, which is 15317 West Van Owen Street. It's the 7-Eleven at the corner of Sepulveda and Van Owen. It's a request to modify the condition 8 and condition number 13 of the Board of Zoning Appeals Determination Report dated June 3rd, 1992, seeking a letter support. Case number ZA191 11344 RV RECI, and it's presented by Michael Pauls from Michael Pauls Associates.
Okay. Welcome back.
Mm. How are you?
What do we got?
Well, we have another 7-Eleven.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Another 7-Eleven.
Another 7-Eleven. Same owner.
Mm-hmm.
The owner is Karen Hussein. She's the franchisee. A little bit about Karen Hussein. She is she sits on the 7-Eleven National Advisory Board mm-hmm. for commercial.